other than our own.
It does seem to be rather well planned.
That's what it seems to be.
Is there any particular expression around here for a poor white person?
Well, the nigger would call you poor white trash.
Uh-huh. And how about a person from the back country? Let's say he's from...
He's a backwoods.
A back?
He's back east, a backwoods. He's from backwoods.
Uh-huh.
We used to call, there used to be an expression around here, the fellas along the river that was a little bit rough, and they called them river rats. You know, when they get out to a dance, you know, this, if you went out there, you just might expect to have a fight, you know.
Uh-huh.
You get out, you go out there, you get in trouble with them river rats.
Mm-hmm. Men had to fight and girls expected it.
Yeah.
What do you call a man who delivers your mail?
Mailman.
And, let's see, if...
Sometimes you mail carrier, if you depend on who you're talking to. Well, it just depends on what comes in your mind. It's a...
I won't get in yet.
They're pretty fast.
They are, aren't they? If you were, let's say, taking a shower and someone rang your doorbell and you wanted to see him, but you couldn't get there right way.
So wait a minute.
And if you wanted to know the distance from someplace to someplace else, what would you say?
What's the distance between from here to so-and-so?
Would you say, what's the distance or how far is it?
How far is the shoulder or what's the distance here to shoulder?
Uh-huh.
How far is it most generally?
Uh-huh. And if you want to call somebody's attention to something you're doing over here, what would you holler to him?
I say, look here.
That'd bring him over. If you want to know how frequently the train goes from one place to another, what would you ask?
I say, how often does that train come through here?
Mm-hmm. And if you weren't going to do something and some fellow said, I'm not going to do that, what might you say with it?
How do you know you ain't?
Let's see, parts of the body, this is my...
Forehead.
And which one is this?
My right ear.
And let's see, if I had a lot of whiskers and they were out here, you'd say I had a...
A good crop of whiskers.
And if I had it nicely trimmed, you'd say I was growing a...
Van Dyke.
And what's a Van Dyke?
That's sharp...
Is that a mustache?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a sharp pointed beard, isn't it?
Oh, uh-huh. Now let's see, this is my...
Mustache.
Uh-huh. And now again, this is a...
Your teeth?
Uh-huh. And this is just one...
Tooth.
Uh-huh. And my teeth are in my...
In the bridge?
Yeah.
In your mouth?
Yeah, that's it.
In your mouth?
And let's see, they're set into my... That fleshy part around the...
Gums?
Yeah. This is my...
Hand, palm of my hand.
Uh-huh. These are...
My fist.
And inside here, and
the
inside
wrist,
here,
wrist, elbow,
and inside
shoulder.
Here, in all those there is a...
Joint.
Uh-huh. This is my...
Chest.
These are my...
Shoulders.
Uh-huh. What are the haunches?
Oh, I guess where you squat in on your hunkers.
That's, you mentioned your hunkers. Is that your rump?
I don't know. I've just said, get down on your hunkers.
Yeah, that's...
You get down on your knees, but then I don't know what to mean, whether it's your knees or...
That's the way I use it, just sort of squat down there.
Yeah.
You get down on your hunkers, I don't know what the hunkers are. If someone can lift 300 pounds, you say he's mighty...
Put mighty strong.
He's got lots of...
Yeah, lots of muscle.
Uh-huh. And he likes to show his...
Strength.
If someone is happy-go-lucky and jovial and he's laughing, you say he's mighty...
Mighty happy-go-lucky kind of a fella.
And if someone's always bumping into things,
He's mighty clumsy.
If someone never spends a penny, you say he's...
He's pretty tight.
And a person who's 90 and goes to everything in the county, all the social events, and attends get-togethers and things like that, you'd say that person was...
He's pretty spry old man.
And let's see, someone who always turns on a light in the house before he leaves.